silk and in Bengali dress. Guru Maharaj respected him. He stood up and respected. Oh, Abhay Babu, please come. And gave him a seat. And I told that, he told to me that bring water and serve him. I was in question that who is this Abhay Babu, being a family man in white dress with his teeth, very beautiful. But I obeyed my Gurudev and doing so much services to him. Then I knew that, oh, this Abhay Babu has taken birth on the same day when Krishna Nanda Utsav day. And he was given to play the duties of Radha and Krishna. Mridang and Kartal, a very small Mridang and Kartal. As a boy he was doing and chanting and Hare Krishna, or any Kirtan of Mahaprabhu. From beginning. So a birth of any high class of devotee shows that in future how he will be. So he took his birth on very same day on Nandotsav. And his father gave his name but Abhay Charan. Who is Abhay Charan? Abhay. Krishna is Abhay. And his Charan, he is Das. And he used to give him of playing all these things. Not like today it is given something or anything else. And from being he became a devotee. He used to play with the boys, what? Janmashtami Leela and other Leela, like Nityananda Prabhu. Have you heard him? Nityananda Prabhu. So, playing only the pastimes of Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu Gaurachandra from beginning. Then, his father saw that he must be given any job. And you know that all the parents want that my son should be married. So he gave marriage. He was married to a very beautiful lady, a high class family. And he had a very high class of job in the company of his father's friend, Bengal Chemical. And thus he became supreme of that. His friend gave up everything on him and he became the general manager of that company. And the company was flowing so much. And in the meantime, he met Prabhupada in 1922. And he became of Prabhupada. He was so much inspired that he took Harinam. But he was grihastha. He told me in Mathura that when I took initiation from Prabhupada and I began to read Srimad Bhagavatam, I was fearing. I read one slok, Jada Jasya Anugranami Harishat Tad Tadhanam Sanayha. He told to me personally when he was Mathura, when I requested him that, oh, you are so much qualified person, and you are not taking sannyas, even you have not taken sannyas, you must take sannyas. Then he was standing like this. At that time he was penniless beggar, street beggar at that time. He was with me in Mathura. About 1954 I don't remember the exact date. So he was telling that, when I began to chant and began to read Srimad Bhagavatam, I read this sloka and became very fearful. Anyone chanting and remembering sincerely, then Krishna will make him stay there. Surely, he will take his all wealth, he will take everything, and his wife and children will kick him, and thus he will become off town. But even if he will not giving up chanting, and then he will surely be a very high class of devotee. So I was fearing that I am chanting and remembering. Then Krishna must take my all wealth and all these things. Then what I will do? What should I do? But I never stopped. So in the last I am seeing that company was felt. Then he came to Allahabad. He told me that I came to Allahabad and I started my own chemical company or
medical.
Then it was also after some time, 2-3 years, it also stopped. Then I made a medical store. And there the Prime Minister of India, Jawaharlal, and his daughter Indira Gandhi, also she was Prime Minister afterwards. They used to come to his shop, but also it was felt. Then he became beggar like. His wife told that you should not come to home. You cannot give any money, you cannot support your children and me, then you should not come to me. What are you doing? I don't know. His elder son, Vrindavan. Oh, he also became so furious. And then he was just stuck not to go to his home also. And this is the, he became like a beggar, and he used to take some medicine, himself making, and used to go to shop to shops. But also it was, he could not go. And at that time he came to me in Mathura with honor, with respect, that he is Abhay Charanath Babu, friend of my Gurudev. So I kept him. And at once I gave award to my Gurudev that Abhay Babu, in this stage he has come. I have requested him to take sannyas. Now nothing is left in his
possession.
Guru Maharaj, after some days, he also came. And then he told that I am not qualified for sannyas. Then Guru Maharaj came and he requested that you must take sannyas. You are so much qualified. You are so much learned. Especially Prabhupada has told you, requested you to preach in Western countries in English language. Now time has come, proper time has come. Now you are a state beggar. And Krishna wants to be served by you. Then he admitted. And in Mathura he took sannyas. And after that, I had so many chances by personally same cooking for him also, helping in his writing. Sometimes I used to see that, in very night at 12 he is writing something. Sometimes in daytime he was sleeping at about 8, 9, 10. And when he sleeps and when he awakes in the night, it was very hard to know. He was translating so much. He was giving articles for our Hindi magazine and Bengali. Or writing so powerful something. Everything is in our Gaudiya magazine and Bhagavat Patrika. Everything. He was so
bold.
At that time he told, after taking sannyas, we used to sit together, joking like more than friends. laughing, making. And I used to never respect so much like my guru, like my bosom friend. So many questions, so many answers, so many laughing. With Krishna Tattva also so many things. So, one day he was telling, I want to now preach. I will go to Western country. I am trying. But I am pelliner. I have nothing. So if Krishna arranges, I must go to in any house. And there I have so many programs. What? So many
plans.
I may open so many
hostels
for students, for other persons, also motel or hotel like that. And I will even allow them to take meat, eggs, and wine also. I told that why you will do opposite to your Gurudev? No. Oh, I will have to give some concession for them. Otherwise they cannot come. But I am sure that if I am giving them meat, eggs, allowing smoking, and also wine and everything. But I will keep it compulsory that you will have to chant at least one time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You will have to. I will do free everything for them. But I know by chanting this, they will have a very strong impression there. And quickly they will give up. So I will give so many concessions. And actually he came to Western countries and gave so much concessions. If he was no liberal, how could he have preached so many? That thousands and thousands of devotees came to him of different natures, quarreling nature, you know, especially Americans and others. Oh, how aggressive. But all came to him like what? Like cows to cows. He was so humble, tolerance, that he had managed all, even lion, tigers, and like
alligators,
deer, and bakari,
goat,
to drink water in the same ghat, you know,
yeah.
What?
Same bank of the river.
Well, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going to Vrindavan, and there, so many deers, tigers, bears, serpents,
elephants,
all following Mahaprabhu, not attacking each other. So you can realize you are at that time there. How many kinds of different natures, persons, quarrelsome, not tolerating, even quarreling with their wives 10 times a day, not tolerating anything, but all came to him. If Acharya will not be like that, he cannot preach. He should give concessions. He should know all the hearts of all the devotees. All the disciples should think that my Gurudev loves me much more than anyone. This is the best quality of any Gurudev. Do you think that your Gurudev loved you so much more than anyone?
Yes.
If this quality is not in Gurudev, how can he inspire all the devotees? So much tolerance, more than tree. Otherwise he cannot preach, he cannot be a devotee. So I think that in Guru, all the teachings of Mahaprabhu, like Trina Dapi Suni Chena, Taro Rapi Sahishnuna, Amanina, Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. His this quality. And he possesses all the qualities. That is why in very short time he placed everywhere in this world, made so much centers. But this is not his real glory. What is his glory? His love and affection for Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. This is real, real glory. If anyone is not so high class of devotee, he cannot realize all these things. Like, in India, there are so many, most of 95% of general public, they know that the Krishna who took chakra in his hand and quickly he killed so many in Mahabharata battle, Shishupal and others. Oh, he is Bhagavan Krishna. The Krishna playing with gopis, making ras, a very bad thing. Nonsense this. He is a lusty person. They have no respect for that Krishna. Because they are not knowing all these things. What is love and what is this opulence? They only can see some opulence of Krishna. So he preached very shortly in whole world, Nam Sankirtan, everywhere, in wine drinking places, in airports, seaports, here and there, in trams and rails and everywhere. But what was his aim and object? That I must take all where? To conjugal. This was his aim. That is why he told that he kept his society name, he established Krishna consciousness. Why? That is slok, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam api mekalam koti janma sukirtina labhyate. I think that in his disciples who have some false ego that we are high class of devotees, they have never realized this fact that who he was. Actually he came from Braja, very powerful associate. Otherwise in this world, in especially in Kali, especially where is a special Kali in Western countries, and he came, and how he can miracle did so much. High classes of person, intelligence, scientists, doctors, all came to him. But he wanted to give this thing, melody of yoga, love and affection. That is why in his slok, Krishna, lolyam api mulyam ekalam. This is the main thing. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle. Without this greed, lolyam's greed, to serve Krishna like a gopi, not like others. He wanted to keep this thing. Greed, how a greed will come. So he first he wrote Krishna book and he gets all these things. Today I saw Nectar of Devotion and I only turned the pages. And I looked the introduction, some, and what contact are given there. Oh, a spontaneous love, nature of devotion. So many things. You cannot imagine that what he wanted to give. His highest glory is that he wanted to give a spontaneous love to all. But he preached Nam Sankirtan everywhere. He distributed book that in lakhs only if anyone is reading that. And one person is having this greed of to serve Krishna, oh, I am satisfied. Even one person comes and hears. No one that all are not hearing. Oh, they cannot hear because it is very rare. But they should take chant Hari name. Even they are chanting Hari name, liberation is surely. Whether with honor, without honor, if anyone chanting this, like madhura madhura me tat mangalam mangalanam sakala nigamvalli satpalam chitsvarupam sakadak parigitam shaddhaya helayaba bhargubara narmattam tareeta Krishna. If anyone is not knowing the glory, the power of Krishna name, even to make a joke he is telling Ram Ram Ram, 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 Ram. Anyway, if he is chanting, even his liberation is shown. And if he is chanting with Sadha, then he will come to association, very good, high class of association. And he will take the process of Rupa Goswami in line. And quickly he will go to Brajpuri. If he is not doing any offense in the lotus feet of name and devotees and Gurudev, then anyhow he will take name. He will be in a situation of high class of Vaishnava, hearing pastimes of Krishna's feet. Then quickly he will advance. Anyone cannot hear. But if offense, oh, then quickly his bhakti and everything, even Shraddha will go away. We should try to be careful for this. Nowadays, Kali is doing so. They have no faith in Krishna. Swamiji wanted that they should make no offenses, honor all Vaishnavas. And that is why he translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is his glory. He translates Srimad Bhagavat. For whom? For him? To make money? Never. This is his glory. He wrote so many things. He has written Nectar of Upadeshamritam. You should go through this very deep and you will see and you will be astonished at what he has written. But I think very rare person read it. But he has left everything there. And if he was present, oh, he has produced even so many nectars. So his glory that he wanted to give this love. What love?
Spontaneous love.
A spontaneous love to all. And if they are not qualified, they should begin from regular bhakti, chanting name, distributing books, making cowsheds and other things. For this impression will come and they will associate with Vaishnavas and then they will follow the process and then He never told that you should make offenses in any Vaishnava lotus feet. Very offensive. Try to honor anyone, even he is not our guru, God brother. But actually he is God brother, not guru brother. Guru makes what? God brothers. So God is Krishna. We are all Krishna servants, so we are all brothers. No harm if our Gurudev is different. But actually, the mode of all the Gurudev is the mode of Nityananda Prabhu, Baladev Prabhu. And if he is not following, he is actually not Guru. Then we will have to change that Guru and come in real process, and we will have to accept any bona fide Guru. If you want Krishna, and if you want any society, any league or anything, then no doubt you should be there. But if you want to Krishna, you will have to decide very boldly and strongly, where I will have this thing. So, these are the glories of Swamiji. I'm fortunate to obey him. He told me to send his box, kartal, deities, so many sweets, even everything to him. And I sent him in there, also in Los Angeles, so many deities also. Oh, he wrote me so many letters. What new thing, anywhere, opening center or anything, oh, quickly he used to realize. He wanted that I should be with him in preaching. But at that time I was helpless. I could not come. I was serving my Guru there. But after some time, to obey his orders, in last order, I gave samadhi to him. And he also told me that you should help my devotees. And this is my purpose, that I came, and those who were neglected, those who have no help here and there, they wanted to improve and to come in process, but they were all, process was checked. That is why I came. I'm so happy, now I'm so happy to help them also, and new devotees also. So I pray his grace. He is hearing. He is smiling. He is here. Where we will glorify him with heart, he must come. And he is hearing. So he is here now. So we are praying him that be merciful to all Western devotees are due to you. And you should sprinkle mercy. That should be. They should be careful for offenses, activity, and they should follow real principles and honor all. Gaur Brahmana. I think that our preaching here is successful, and this Remembrance Day also successful, because all inspired his all activities.
This morning, Srila Gurudev has given Harinam initiation very mercifully to the devotees, the devotees and also Diksha. We will request you to please stand up and Srila Gurudev will announce your new name. And all the Vaishnavas will be so happy. And Srila Prabhupada especially. All of Guru Varga. So please stand up, Rishi Karunika Das.
Raghunath Das Prabhu ki. Very good, man. You should try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami and be very near and dear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Radha Ramam Prabhu.
What is Radha? Oh, very good, Radha Raman. So, Radha Raman Prabhu ki
Jagdish Prabhu.
Hey Jagadish.
Jagdish Prabhu is here.
Yes, Ganesh. Leave it. Gone.
Sri Vrinda. Where is Sri Vrinda?
Vrinda.
They were just here. Jeffrey. Queenie. Jeffrey, you are here.
What name? Oh. Very good name. Jamuna Prasad Prabhu ki. Jamuna Prasad. The mercy of Yamuna Devi. You know what? The mercy of Yamuna? Oh, Yamuna will give him the service of conjugal. This is Yamuna Prasad. Mm-hmm. What his name? Or Shyam Sundar Prabhu ki
Jaya.
And then?
Jagdish Prabhu has received new name, Shyam Sundar Prabhu. Then, Johanna Sweeney. Johanna, what is
Johanna. Oh, Jagmohini. Beloved of Krishna. Jagmohini.
Beloved of Krishna.
Gaurabani Devi Dati, please stand up.
Oh, Gaurabani is very good name. I want to keep this name. Gaurabani ki
Jai. We also want to give special thanks to Upananda Prabhu, who has sponsored and made all the arrangements, initiatives for this wonderful festival. And all those who have helped you so much, especially Gauranga, Gaurangi Didi, Rishabdev Prabhu, Sadhbhut Prabhu, and Muna Prakriti Didi, Gautam Vrindapa Prabhu, Nitinsha, the wife of Rishabdev Prabhu. And especially we'd like to thank our beloved Sri Gurudev to come here and sprinkle the mercy which we are all waiting for so long, and we are very, very happy today to be in its presence and hear the glorification of Srila Swami Prabhupada. Mm-hmm.